Welcome to our podcast. I'm Frank Long, Editorial Director of Rehab Management and Physical Therapy Products. The idea of the work-life balance gets a lot of play in popular culture and in the workplace. On this program, we're going to explore a very specific segment of the work-life balance by looking at balancing parenthood with the responsibilities of being a physical therapy practice owner, and how technology can help achieve that balance. For this topic, we've found a guest who can speak with authority. I'd like to welcome Melanie Brennan, a treating physical therapist, parent, and owner of Exerciseability in Rochester, Minnesota. Melanie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me today, Frank.
Could you describe your practice and your family to give us some idea of your scope of responsibilities? Tell us, what are your day-to-day challenges, and what do you keep an eye on for family and practice so that both are successful in the long run?
Well, my practice was established about 4 years ago, shortly after I had my third child. I left behind an 8-to-5 part-time career and a large medical center. I was a staff therapist there in order to start working on my own career. I wanted to be an attempt to be more flexible with my time and family. I'm married. I have 3 kids, girls ages 12, 9, and 5 now. My practice grew very quickly to a neurologic specialty clinic that now serves more than 500 visits a month with 4 PTs, 1 OT, 1 admin staff, and 2 techs, 3 exercise specialists as well, and some group fitness instructors that serve our cash-based wellness programming. So it's grown to be quite large. Needless to say, I'm no longer part-time. At work, my day-to-day challenges range from balancing a 20-hour full client caseload, along with my administrative duties, such as bookkeeping, payroll, human resources, computer management. As you can imagine, the list goes on, managing all of the employees and clients' needs. And then I have at home, where I have to balance getting my children to school, managing daycare and preschool needs, being sure the kids are where they need to be after school. This includes running them to multiple activities. I have children in dance and basketball and ice skating, many activities. So I need to make sure that they're where they need to be. And I also, like most moms, have to balance making sure the kids get a good meal. Dinner's been had, and managing a clean house and laundry, just to name a few. So my day-to-day success is really exactly that. I just manage taking each day one day at a time. We also definitely use a very strict family Google calendar that my husband and I both attend to, and that really helps keep us flowing between the Google calendar at home and the EMR that I use at work with my schedule and all of the needed things that I need to really watch the metrics of my practice. I would say probably computers have helped make me efficient and able to do this job.
And Melanie, your children are what ages?
They are ages 12, 9, and 5 right now.
So speaking as a working mother, why would you choose the responsibility of owning a physical therapy clinic rather than the simplicity of being a staff therapist who can leave the office behind after 5 p.m.?
Well, I definitely do not leave the office after 5 p.m. any longer. I'm often doing computer work at night, as one can imagine. But I would not trade that for anything, to go back to working for a large medical center. My practice now allows me to manage my life better, as I can come and go as needed. Doing business at night when my kids are in bed is something that actually brings me a little relief that I don't have to be working as much during the day when they're around. Also, the administrative time can go with me. While I'm waiting for dance class to finish or if I'm at a coffee shop in between activities, I can take my computer with me and get things done, which helps me be more productive. I'm also proud that I can show my girls that moms can be successful in business and balance both. So I don't mind doing some work around them, although I try to give my attention to them when they're there. I think it's good for them to see that there's a lot of balance that can be brought to doing both. I really love being a role model for them. From a PT perspective, I found a niche that was really needed in my community. I wasn't able to really fulfill that at the large medical center that I worked at. There was a lot of red tape and administration that made it so that I really couldn't explore my desires to really fulfill the niche of the neurologic client and outpatient care that was needed. So I really felt I had a responsibility to my profession, as well as community, to build the practice that I have built to provide better service to many people with respect to the neurological needs that our practice provides now.
Parenting is associated with a long list of child-rearing responsibilities and unpredictable situations that can rob you of time. Tell us how technology makes it easier for you to stay on top of your parenting demands while enabling you to be an effective practice owner.
Well, life is definitely unpredictable with children. That is true. I cannot imagine being successful at this adventure if I did not have my computer, and as well as clinicians, which is the EMR that we use to manage my practice remotely. All of our PTs have laptops, including myself, phones as well, that we're able to interface many of our processes on. So we're very mobile. With our therapy staff, we do aquatic therapy at the YMCA. We do some home care in addition to working at our clinic. So we are on the go, and technology helps us really completely so that we can do our notes really at any point of service where we are in our day. I'm a very flexible boss, so I allow documentation to be done anywhere as long as patients get seen and the documentation is done in a timely manner. So often our therapists are doing patient care notes in the evening as well. Many of my therapists are with children. We all really appreciate work-life balance. So a typical day starts with me checking my schedule before the kids get up. That's pretty usual, just checking what's going to be happening with my day. Then I do some admin at home. Sometimes after they go to school right away, I'm able to manage everything from my computer really at home with my AR stats, any metrics with the clinic. You can monitor those at home. So sometimes I do some administrative time at home. And I'll admit throwing in some laundry in between, doing some of the admin time, which is always helpful. And then we really have 100% paperless client records at our clinic. So this really makes it possible to do documentation from anywhere. I think with all this technology, I don't know that I would have been successful at a similar practice maybe 10, 15 years ago before really the EMRs were at the level that they are today. It really, I think, makes it doable for a working mom to make this kind of practice really successful.
Approximately what percentage of your staff are parents themselves?
I would say about 50% are working moms or working dads that are really involved and have young children at home.
And many of them complete their notes after office hours or at home?
Yes, they do.
When you evaluated competing products prior to the purchase of your clinic's current software system, what factors mattered most to you? Did you actively seek out features you thought might help you balance the demands of being a business owner and a working mother?
Well, I am a little unique in how I started my practice. I began, like I said, quitting my job at the large medical center and really going out on my own, beginning with just a couple of clients and doing a cash-based business, going to their homes to work with them. And so initially, I just used my computer to keep notes, using Word documents and creating my own invoices to bill clients. But my practice did very quickly build as the work got out of what I was doing. Right away, when I decided to start billing insurances, I began seeking out products to help me with this because I knew that I did not have the background and experience to do in-house billing. That's just not something I learned in school. It's not something that I learned at my job that I had in the previous 15 years of work experience. I never had learned about billing or revenue cycle management. So I actually started my practice choosing clinicians as my EMR. I did look at other companies. I asked my peers that I had grown to get to surround myself, my mentors, as to what they use. And I just found clinicians really served all areas including, I was really enticed by their practice management that they offered, where they truly want you to be a good practice manager through their EMR software, but also through mentoring, webinars, on-site education that they're creating. They understand that if I'm a good practice manager, they will see higher revenues through my higher revenues. And I appreciate that. And I really feel that the other systems that I looked at weren't as robust in that area. I didn't come with quite as many recommendations. So that's why I chose Clinisciense. And I definitely did seek it out to assist with the work-life balance that I was looking for. But also, I didn't want to fill my staff with office staff. I really wanted to be able to have my staff mostly be PTs, OTs, and exercise, and wanted to keep my office staff to a minimum while also bringing the intelligence that I needed in revenue cycle management that I didn't bring, and that I worried about finding office staff that had that. We have a very small job pool in my town, and I'm worried about finding the expertise that's needed. So now I don't have to worry because it's all taken care of on a day-to-day basis. I spend very, very little time actually working on claims management because Clinisciense does the job for me.
How would you describe Clinisciense support? As a working parent, was their support team available on your schedule?
Oh, yes. We're in Central Time Zone, and they're out on the West Coast. And so the only maybe difficulty is the scheduling of our on-phone meetings that have to work into theirs. But I have found that most of my revenue cycle management team actually gets to work at about 6 a.m. Pacific time. So I'm able to really start talking to them as early as 8 a.m. my time. If I have any questions, they're available by phone call. We schedule phone meetings twice a month that are structured to be able to really address any problem areas. They're only 30 minutes long, so, essentially I don't need to talk to them a lot because we do a lot of tasking, managing on the computer, and I found that they are available.
Melanie, what would you share with other parents who are also practice owners about how Clinisciense helps you balance the needs of your business with your family life?
Well, I cannot even imagine doing my own practice management and revenue cycle management on our own. Like I said, I feel like it would take a much larger office staff to make that happen so that I don't have to be putting in 80 hours a week because that's just not possible for me. I currently have myself and one administrative assistant for our entire busy practice. We do see up to 500 visits, over 500 visits a month at this point, which I feel is pretty large from where I started. And really, we're running this entire practice through to the use of Clinisciense, I feel. With me really at this point putting in about 35 to 45 hours a week total, and that 20 hours of that is patient care. So I know that if I didn't have a software system like Clinisciense, or I only have experience with Clinisciense, but if I didn't have this extensive of an EMR, that I definitely probably would not still be doing this business because it probably would have consumed my life to the point where I just really wouldn't have been a happy working mom. So I really feel like being able to be 100% paperless, being able to do a lot of work at home, and just being able to feel confident that when I do go home at night or I stop looking at my EMR, that I know that Clinisciense are still doing my job and my claims are getting paid. From the time that my therapist signed their notes to really the time that the money shows up in my bank account, we are running at about 90% claims that I have not touched. And to me, that's pretty amazing, and it's worth the investment.
We've been speaking with Melanie Brennan, physical therapist, working parent, and owner of Exerciseability in Rochester, Minnesota. Melanie, thank you for joining us.
And thanks for asking me, thanks.